Jamie Choi is calling home this week from Los Angeles. Its Mayor Karen Bass, in her State of the City address this past week, pleaded with its most fortunate citizens to help fund housing for the homeless. The LA Times says there are 75,000 unhoused people in Los Angeles County, nearly 50,000 in the city itself. And all you have to do is Google quotes about LA to discover just how down on the city a number of famous people have always been. The loneliest and most brutal of American cities, Jack Kerouac called it. But there are people who love it too, love the sunshine and the attitude, tons of them, like Randy Newman. So it's still a magnetic destination, and Jamie Choi's family was drawn to it. Jamie is the proprietor of the Ponsonby Road Cafe in LA, nicely situated near the famous Beverly Center Mall. Its logo has a pahutukawa, a New Zealand flag, and a kiwi fruit on it. Jamie was born in Auckland and did most of his schooling here. He's been over there for 15 years now. Hi, Jamie.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, thank you. How did you get to be in LA? Because I think you finished your school years there, didn't you?
Yeah. I finished high school here. But, you know, I did year 9, year 10 in New Zealand.
And the family got you across the ocean? The family was moving?
Yeah, my dad is originally from, he migrated here first and then went to New Zealand. So that's why he was able to migrate us over here from New Zealand.
Okay. And what did the family start doing in America?
So we were just looking for like cafes and bakeries that we can, you know, open up. Like a mom and pop type thing.
Okay. And at a certain age, you started being able to do that yourself, basically.
Yeah. So after I graduated college or uni, I did business and then opened up another cafe.
How did you settle on the Ponsonby Road Cafe name?
I love the area full of, you know, Ponsonby Road has a bunch of bakeries and cafes that you can just go to and chill and relax. You know, Ponsonby Road.
I do, but you obviously knew it pretty well too when you were growing up.
Yeah. Hitting out there all the time. You know, I'm originally from South Auckland. So, you know, on the weekends when my parents had time, we'd go out there and, you know, have a cup of coffee or something.
I imagine many of your customers ask about Ponsonby Road. What do you tell them?
Oh, that it's a beautiful, beautiful, street full of bakeries and cafes and coffee shops. and I always let them know that, New Zealand has pretty good coffee. Like, our standards of coffee is pretty high compared to, like, the States.
I'll get back to the coffee. Just asking you a bit more about your clients, your customers. What's their general knowledge about New Zealand like, Jamie? What do they know us for?
So Lord of the Rings. A lot of our customers are like Kiwis, Australians, English, and like South Africans. But for the Americans that ask about, you know, New Zealand, they're like, oh, the cows, the sheep, do some really good hikes and trekking and stuff like that.
When you say Auckland, though, do they think Oakland, California?
Yes, always. I have to enunciate Auckland, or they always think I'm from Oakland.
How did you manage to start a cafe in a prime spot near the Beverly Center in Los Angeles?
You know, I reckon it was a pretty lucky find. It was right in the middle of the pandemic, or just the beginning of the pandemic. I didn't realize that there are so many Kiwis out this way.
Yeah, well, that's lucky. You've also started a family now, haven't you?
Yeah, got married 2019, and then we just had it 2 years old now. He's more like a toddler.
So 2 year old son. And your wife, May, does she help in the cafe as well?
Sometimes, when we get pretty hectic.
You've got a Ponsonby Road Cafe there, yep. And you've also got another one going now in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it's not far. It's only like a mile away. But, our clientele, our customers, like, oh, you guys should expand. And then some of the customers are like, oh, there's a little kiosk, a little spot that that they thought we should take over. And then we looked into it and it kind of worked out.
Gee, you're going to have Ponsonby cafes across America if you're not careful.
I know, right?
Okay, so you're famous for your meat pies, and they
Yeah.
apparently taste just like pies back home. How do you manage to make them taste that way?
Oh my! Actually, my dad makes the pies, and he owned a couple of bakeries in Auckland, actually.
Right, so he
Yeah.
knew.
Yeah, he knows how to make
He
the
knows how to make the pies. Are you
pies.
converting America to pies? Because they've got no concept of the New Zealand pie, do they?
Yeah, no, they don't. In America, when you say pie, they think of sweet pies or like pizza pies. People are starting to like them. The Americans, they get a lot of American customers coming for the pies now, so it's good.
Yeah, how can you resist a good New Zealand pie? That's a thing.
I know, right? Yeah, and kiwi pie is always good.
What's your best seller? What's your best seller?
Oh, so our butter chicken one.
Okay.
Tikka masala, butter chicken. Yep. And then our classic ones, mince and cheese, egg
Mince.
and cheese.
So
Yeah.
you get Kiwis coming in.
Oh,
Who's the most famous person who's ever come into your cafe?
there's a bunch. But like Dave Chappelle, he's popped in before. And then like YouTube and TikTok celebrities. But
Okay.
Dave Chappelle probably.
On your Facebook page, I think, who needs a boyfriend when you have a perfectly flaky, savory meat pie by your side? So, is that to appeal to women? Have you found it's the men eating most of your pies?
No, actually, there's a lot of women eating our pies. When they order like through Uber Eats and stuff, it's usually like a woman's name, but we never know.
I notice you have tiny potato top pies, Jamie. Are they popular?
Yeah, so the potato top pies are a little bit harder to for it to hold. So they're pretty popular. And then we make them when people order them.
You're right. A big potato pot top pie is hard to hold, so you've solved that problem.
Yeah.
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 And you also stock L&P, Crunchy Bars, Cadbury's Flakes, Whittaker's Peanut Slabs. What do Americans think of the sweet things we eat?
Oh, they love it. They always come like when the Americans that travel to like New Zealand, they're always looking for Whittaker's, like peanut slabs.
Because we don't like all of their sweet things. Interesting that well, it's good for our export business that they like our ones. You're doing something for Anzac Day as well?
Yeah, so we're gonna be doing Anzac, the Anzac cookies.
Anzac biscuits.
And then yeah, Anzac biscuits.
And I guess Kiwis will come in on Anzac Day and buy those biscuits.
Yeah, and then in LA there's a lot of like organizations like Kiwis in LA and stuff like that organizes like Anzac Day events with the consulate.
Okay. Do you get back to New
Yeah.
Zealand? Because I presume you've still got family here as well.
Yeah. So last time I went back was 2019 actually. But yeah, I try to go back. I still got my uncles and my aunties and my cousins and stuff
Right.
there.
The pace of life in LA, pretty fast.
Oh, very fast. Time flies over here and everything's pretty like now,
But easy to do business. How do you find the business part of things?
it gets hectic sometimes, but there is a lot of opportunities out here for business.
They always say that about America. I know you own a
Yeah.
home. I know you own a home. Is it cheaper to live there or back here, do you think?
It's kind of expensive in LA. But I reckon compared to New Zealand, I guess it could be cheaper.
That's interesting. Do you?
Yeah, 'cause like my aunties and stuff would say like, during winter times, a head of lettuce was like $5 or something. which is crazy.
Yeah, that's right. The price of veggies. That's right. Do you get much time off from the Ponsonby Cafe franchise? I imagine not. I imagine.
Oh yeah, not really, eh? Yeah, like it's your baby, so you want to like look after it and nurture it and make sure everyone's doing their part and everything. So it's not much time off.
No, you've got a brand to protect, haven't you? It's got to be good.
Yeah, it's got to be good. And then everyone loves to write the reviews and everything, so we're gonna make sure everything goes out perfect.
Understand. What sort of hours would you work, do you think?
Like 8 to 12 hours.
Okay. And the rest sometimes.
But when you come home, you're still working because you got your bookkeeping and all that good paperwork stuff. So, yeah.
Jamie Choi is calling home from the Ponsonby Road Cafe in Los Angeles. How do you get around town? Public transport isn't so good, is it? Everybody drives.
Yeah, everyone drives. Traffic is terrible. Any time of the day, there's traffic on any of the motorways that we have here.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
On Voyage LA Online, I read that you describe the New Zealand coffee scene as phenomenal. So, are you the man who took flat whites and long blacks to Los Angeles?
No, it's not me, but I wish I could say that. But our flat whites are pretty good, eh?
They seem to be. How many customers, interestingly, because you say you opened in the middle of the pandemic, how many customers did you have on your first day, and what were you feeling at the end of that day?
Man, I think we made like $40 that day, and it was like one or two, the stragglers were just walking by. But yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, $40 a day wouldn't cut it. I'm thinking, so you were losing money until the word got around, yeah?
Word of mouth, marketing is really good. People listen to other people, I guess.
Everything's baked in-house where you are.
We make our own pies, our sausage rolls. We even make our bread, and then we slice our meat and stuff,
I'm sure most Kiwis know about LA and also what's there to see in and around the city. Where would you send us, though, if we had a few days there?
Generally, if you do LA, come to the beach, do the Hollywood sign, and then Rodeo and stuff like that. It's all around the area.
And then, of course, the Ponsonby Road Cafe.
Oh yeah, must see, must see.
I suppose as family life develops for you, because you've had your head down, you'll get around to seeing some of the famous things yourself for the first time. I mean, where would you like to go over there that you haven't been to?
Something I really wanted to do was drive up PCH, which is one of the coastal highways, and then hit up all the spots on that. I reckon that'll be pretty good.
I imagine
Like outside of LA.
outside, and have you got to Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm and those sorts of places?
It's just, the lines are crazy there too. Like, especially Disneyland, you can wait for hours just for one ride.
Yeah, understood. So we're told, sometimes that you have to live outside LA itself in places like Irvine, or if you've got the money, Santa Monica, for example, to get the safe streets and the clean air. What's your opinion of how the city's going, especially with the number of homeless people?
LA's pretty bad. They're trying to do things to clean it up and stuff, but I feel like they're just pushing people around to different parts of the city. But I don't know if it's working or not. But I reckon you had to like leave the area for the safest streets and stuff like that.
I imagine you've given the odd homeless person the odd pie or cup of coffee in your time, have you?
They trek into the store, and you feel for them. You really do. You offer what you can.
Where you live safe enough, though?
Well, yes, it's I live pretty far. I live like an hour and a half outside of LA.
Oh, gee, so you've got a big commute.
I mean, it's not that far. It's like 30 miles, but LA traffic, it turns out to be an hour and a half.
You're a patient man, so they are long days. They're long days for you. What time would you start in the morning on the baking?
Like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I bet you don't get home sometimes until, what, mid-evening, 7 or 8 o'clock?
Yeah, sometimes it's pretty late. Depends on what we need to do, you know?
But it's working for you.
Yeah, it's working. I love this life, I guess.
Well, you're achieving, aren't you? That's the thing. You're achieving.
Yeah. Work hard now, right? While we still can.
Well, you're still young. Will you? Will you ever come back here and open up a cafe chain called Santa Monica Boulevard or something?
Oh, for sure. I've thought about it many, many times.
But that sounds like a long way away, though.
Yeah, retirement age, New Zealand's kind of a little bit slower, a little bit more relaxed.
The traffic's getting worse here, though, Jamie. You might feel at home when you come back.
I know, right? You know what? My auntie's been complaining about that, like going to the city and stuff. It's really bad already.
Yes, well, your auntie's right. Lovely to talk to you. Congratulations on what you're achieving. So is your aim, I was joking before, but is your aim, to open more Ponsonby Road cafes?
Yeah, of course. You got to have a good goal in mind. But we'll see how much I can handle,
Okay.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, I don't discount the work involved. But, it sounds like a good name for a franchise.
Yeah, it's just fell in love with the name and it's working out. That's good.
Lovely to talk to you. Nice to be able to catch up with what you're doing. And thank you for the time for the chat.
No, thank you for, letting me be on with you guys. I really appreciate it.